In addition to talking about the election, we're also talking about money. We're live from Bonvenue Bank, the grand new location and grand opening. Ribbon cutting coming up in just a few minutes. 2000 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. This is a formerly Citizens National Bank. They've been in Metairie, Baton Rouge, and Mandeville, also the northern part of the state. But for those of you in this area, you'd know them from the Metairie, Mandeville, and Baton Rouge locations. And now in Gretna at 2000 Bell Chase Highway. And we're here for the ribbon cutting and just the celebration, and just to tell you about an exciting new bank. We'll get to that here in just a moment. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. We're talking about the election. If you're on hold, our lines are lit up. We've got texts coming in. We're going to get to the phone calls. We're going to get to your texts coming up, so just be patient. How do you feel now that the election's over? I'm relieved. I'm congratulating Donald Trump, and America has spoken, and Donald Trump won the election. There's no contesting the election. He was the clear winner last night, and I'm happy for all of that. And America has spoken, and so we accept this as the results, and we move forward, and I guarantee you that America is going to survive. And I said that leading up to the election, that no matter who was going to win, we're going to survive as a country, so you don't need to worry about that. But I want to take a moment and talk about Bonvenue Bank here for just a moment, since we're here live on location. Jim Hudson is the president of Bonvenue Bank. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. Glad to be here.
All right, so there's so much competition when it comes to banks. This used to be a Citizens National Bank, and you've got locations around the state. You're born in Louisiana, so this is a financial institution that's been part of Louisiana
right.
for a long time. So what's new about the name change, and what's new about Bonvenue Bank, and why should people think about bringing their checking accounts and saving accounts and business loans here?
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad to have you here today with us.
Thanks.
We're pretty excited about the opportunity here. Well, our bank is about 40 years old. That we've only been in South Louisiana for 3.5 years, but I've been here most of my banking career. In fact, my first job in banking was on the West Bank in Gretna about 40-plus years ago. So
it's
like coming home and seeing a bunch of old friends and customers that have been with me for a long time. So it's great to be here.
Well, the banking business has changed a lot in those 40 years.
Yeah, it has. But look, it's still about relationships, I believe.
Yeah.
And every bank has products and technology. I think that the secret sauce is the people behind the technology and the products. And I think we have an amazing team here who are battle-tested bankers who want to be here and believe in a certain culture. And that's how they want to service their clients. And I think we're pretty good at it.
So, Jim, for people who have checking accounts and savings accounts, for businesses that are local and they're doing loans with their banks, is there a reason that Bonvenue Bank would be a better bank for them?
Well, I think the level of service. I mean, again, you can be at a mega bank and be a number.
Yeah.
Or you can have a banking relationship and have a financial partner who's going to work with you during the good times and bad times. I think that's what we provide. And we try to find solutions for our clients, and we have a reputation of that.
And you're encouraging businesses to consider doing loans with you.
Yes, sir, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I know sometimes, people have been with the bank for a long time, and sometimes banks, take you for granted. The bank's been there for a long time. You've been there for a long time. But moving a savings account, a checking account, or if you're a business, coming here and opening your account here and trying to do business with a new bank with new innovative ideas can be advantageous for everyone.
Sure. And look, it can be overwhelming for a customer or client to talk about moving their banking relationship when you're talking about online banking and new passwords and ACHs and all the things that come along with that. But our team here make it really easy for you. They walk you through it, and I can promise you, when you walk in our front door, you're going to feel the difference here, and that difference is service.
All right, so somebody could go to a Bonvenue Bank location, including this new one here at 2000 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna, and the people here would actually help them move their account here.
Right. First, they would welcome them and give them a cup of coffee and have them come in and talk about what their financial needs are and find solutions to fit those needs.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people don't even know about financial needs. They have a checking account, they have a savings account, and, they just want the best deal. So, I mean, do you have good offers when it comes to just checking
accounts? Yeah, we do. I don't think we're, I don't really want to be the low-cost provider of anything.
Right.
I want to provide a level of service, and I want to have clients that appreciate that the amount of work and care that we provide to each of our clients.
Yeah. A lot of dignitaries are here. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang is here for the ribbon cutting. That's cool.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We go way back a long time. Her dad was a friend of mine, and so we have a lot of long-term relationships here today, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, I knew her dad, too. Yeah. He was quite a character, to say the least. What is the biggest challenge for a banker in 2024?
Well, the regulatory environment is very complicated, and you've got to be able to navigate that. But you can, and you will, and we do, and you hire good people to help you walk your way through those things. I think changing technology, but technology has gotten much cheaper. And, in fact, that community banks can compete against the mega banks now almost on any level.
A couple of years ago, Jim, we saw banks that you would have thought would have been totally solid banks. Falter.
Yeah.
Bonvenue Bank obviously is doing the things that it needs to do to stay really solid and stable.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Look, we manage our balance sheet. I think that some of the banks that you mentioned happened a couple of years ago and caused the run that took place. When you look at what happened with those banks, they didn't manage their balance sheets very well. So we're very proud of our management team and how we conduct ourselves, and we have a strong equity position and great liquidity.
And for all the businesses out there that are looking to do loans, or for somebody who has an idea about a business loan, Bonvenue Bank will be competitive?
Oh, we'd be very competitive. And again, it goes back to we'll be competitive, and what you will experience here will be a different level of service than you used to.
Now, when it comes to, say, a car loan, for example, could somebody have a bank account with Bonvenue Bank? And you know, maybe instead of going to the dealership to get the deal, they could come here and get, like, pre-qualified for a car loan?
Sure, yeah, we can do that. I would tell you, the dealerships typically do a better job on car financing because of the wholesale nature and the ability to finance at zero rates in some cases when they're trying to push a certain line of cars. But we could take care of that need for the client.
Yeah, appreciate your honesty there. Yeah. So, look, this is an exciting time for you, and I want to congratulate you and welcome you to Gretna. And I think the name change is great. Citizens National Bank. It sounds like just an old bank.
Yeah.
You know, now I know you're an old bank with a lot of financial foundation in Louisiana, but the name just sounds old. So Bonvenue Bank just sounds innovative, new, and exciting, and I think that's going to work in your favor.
Yeah, we think it's pretty cool. The Citizens National Bank. There are 177 banks across the country that has some variation of Citizens in their name. There are six banks in Louisiana that uses Citizens in their name. So for us, we wanted to be unique and special and be able to be identified, build our own brand. And we know Bonvenue is something we own and no one can duplicate it.
Yeah, very French and very local, too.
It is.
It sounds friendly.
It does.
And it means being friendly and all that. Jim Hudson is the president of Bonvenue Bank. Thank you for having us.
Let me just correct you. I'm the South Louisiana Market President. Jason Smith is our CEO.
Well, I'll give you a little promotion right here, okay? Well, I'm glad you corrected
Thank
that.
You.
But, you know, as far as the audience is concerned, you're one of the presidents, okay?
Yeah.
So thanks for being with us, and, you know, good luck with this new branch.
Thank you, Skip. Come by, open the account up.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm looking for a place to put my money. It's not that I have that much, but, you know, I'm looking for a place to put
my
money.
We'll take it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. If you are on hold, hang on. We are talking about the election. Donald Trump is the winner. Congratulations to Donald Trump. I accept the results of the election. But if you voted for Kamala Harris, how are you feeling today? Are you happy? You concerned? And if you voted for Donald Trump, are you excited? Are you concerned about anything that Donald Trump talked about during the campaign? I'm Scoot. We're coming back with your text and your calls on WWL. Donald Trump made a lot of promises on the campaign trail. Will he keep all of his promises? Well, no, he won't. Will he keep some of them? Possibly. There's a comment on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the blog that I wrote, and it's about hoping that Donald Trump does not live up to his promise to put 100% tariffs on foreign items. You know, it might sound good. It might sound like great retaliation to go, yeah, man, let's stick it to him, man. You want to sell something that's comfy, man, we're going to raise the price 100%. The problem with that is that's going to hurt a lot of American jobs because Americans have businesses that sell those products. For example, what about a car dealership that sells vehicles that are made out of America? Collectively around this country, how many people work for dealerships that sell foreign cars? How many families are being supported by those businesses? And you're going to do something that might cut back on their business? So, again, it might sound like a cool thing to do if you, you know, want that retaliatory mentality, but it might not be the smartest thing to do. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages, and then we're going to get to some of your calls, and I thank all of you for hanging on.
I second that emotion. Thanks for your patience, y'all. Here's a text that says, where'd it go? Okay, this is from Trosclair, and Trosclair says, when Biden dropped out of the race and Kamala was chosen as the presidential candidate, you stated that a black woman is not electable. I believed you, and that played out yesterday. I voted for her, but in my heart, I knew she didn't have a remote chance of winning. If Hillary Clinton or Nikki Haley could not make it, Kamala definitely wasn't going to be elected. The truth is the truth. Please speak up and say the real reason why she lost. It's okay.
Well, I bring that up in the blog that I'm going to talk a little bit about. The blog is posted on our website, WWL.com, and also the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. I don't remember saying directly that that's why she is not electable.
Yeah, I don't think you did say that.
I was not that definitive about that. I said it could be an issue. But I did not say she was not electable for that reason. I also brought up how liberal she has been up to this point, and that somebody as progressive and as liberal as she has been is not really electable. I did talk about that. And as a consequence, she became very moderate during the campaign. But when you've been very liberal and progressive and you suddenly become moderate, there's an intrinsic lack of accountability, lack of credibility, I guess I should say there. So, you know, there were a lot of things going against Kamala Harris.
Here's a text that says, I feel shame and embarrassment knowing that the world saw us elect a convicted sex offender. They know they can never trust us again. We saw a man simulating fellatio, talk about men's junk in front of children and convicted of crimes. It tells me you are what you vote for. Deny it if you want, but you have to give him credit. He has pulled off the biggest con job in the history of the world. There's a sucker born every minute.
And the response to that is, but America has spoken. And if America's a sucker, then America's a sucker. And America's going to have to deal with that. And we'll see what happens as a result of this. But I will accept the election, by all accounts, other than what Donald Trump said leading up to Election Day. By all accounts, the election was not rigged. It was a fair election. And I accept that. But Donald Trump has a lot to live up to, and a lot of people voted for him, I think, hoping that some of the things that he did on the campaign trail were just things that he did on the campaign trail and do not really reflect him.
I'm going to give you four more. I'm going to try and be so fast. Here's a text that says, what impact does Trump being president-elect have on his pending sentencing for the 34 felonies? That sentencing, there's a deadline of November 12th. The judge in that sentencing is going to decide by November 12th whether or not he's going to basically dismiss it in light of what the Supreme Court has said about presidential immunity. He may decide that the payoff to Stormy Daniels was an official act of the presidency and they'll not proceed. If he doesn't do that, they will impose a sentencing. It'll go into appeals. It'll be in appeals forever and ever and ever. Yeah. Donald Trump will probably not see any jail time for that. But
Win or lose, I did not expect to see Donald Trump in jail.
It'll go on for years. Here's what Texas says. For all the people who thought Vice President Harris wasn't educated, she was a highly educated woman. Harris didn't win because she wasn't qualified. It was because she was a black woman. Trump is a very dangerous man. I pray we don't regret it, especially those who voted him in as a black man. As disrespectful as Trump has been to blacks and Hispanics, I'm so disappointed to be a black man.
Well, don't be. You know, and again, there were really, it seems like the thing that tipped the election for Donald Trump was the black vote, Latino vote. And when I say the black vote, particularly black males, the black vote, the Latino vote, and the youth vote. It seemed like they were not correctly counted.
All right. I'm going to give you two more on a lighter note here. Here's one that says, hey, quick question. Where do we send the limos to pick up all the people that said they were leaving the country if Trump won?
I didn't hear any of that. I mean, did I miss it? I didn't hear anybody say they're leaving the country if Trump wins.
I actually, I'm sure that somebody did. It's not coming to top of mind right now, but, you know, people say
again,
that.
Again, I think that's what this caller is responding to, the idea that people say that, but I don't remember anybody of significance saying that this time. So, you know, don't make up stuff. You know, if you're going to text or call the show, you know, don't make stuff up because, chances are we'll call you out on it.
And I'll leave you with this one. All right, guys, Trump's back. I'd like to suggest a couple activities or topics moving forward. Daily, you must update Janice on crime by illegals under Trump. Make Project 2025 bingo cards to keep track of all of Trump's accomplishments. And, of course, you got to have a Vance vice presidential tracker.
You know, that's going to be interesting. I did mention a lot of that stuff, and it's going to be interesting to follow all of that. But, you know, I did a quick search yesterday because Janice sent me an email about, you know, somebody was, you know, Janice has been on this thing about, you know, a while ago she was all over everything every day from Janice was the drag queens. Then everything every day was about something else. And then she became obsessed with the border. And so it didn't matter if Americans killed and raped Americans. The only thing that mattered is if illegals killed and raped Americans. And that became her deal. And I did a quick search yesterday and found that there were illegals that killed people, killed Americans, while Trump was president. So, you know, again, Kamala Harris didn't bring this stuff up. And there were a lot of things that she failed at during the campaign trail. But illegals committed murder when Trump was president. That's not something that just happened when Biden was president. All right.
Well, look who's here.
Okay. Oh, wow. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, welcome to the show.
Yes, Scoot. I want to say two things, but let me say this first. All right. No one should murder someone. If I come up to you, stab you, kill you, I would give myself the death penalty. The only way you should do that would be if you were defending your life or maybe someone else's life. Now, you talk politics. So when I call and talk the border, I'm talking about politics. If I did walk up to somebody and stab them, okay, I'm an American, they're an American. That's not political, okay? It's wrong. I'm not going to say it's not wrong. It's horribly wrong. But it's not a political issue. The border is a political issue. And when it comes to Trump with the dictator thing, people do not understand. Yes, he sometimes has a little bit strange personality. I'll admit that. And strange sense of humor. Whoopi Goldberg and people like that were saying how he's going to be a dictator. So he comes back at them with, yes, I am going to be a dictator. On day one, for one day, I'm going to drill, baby, drill, and secure the border. It's a joke. I laughed. It was funny. Uh-huh. I'm going to be a dictator for one day. Oh, come okay. on. And then the next day, people would say, see, oh, yeah, he admitted it. He said it.
Well, you know.
People's sense of humor, you know.
Janice,
this is what I want.
I never made a big deal. I never made a big deal about Trump saying he was a dictator, but there were people.
No, I'll be honest with you. No, but other people did. Some people, other people, not you. But I'm tired of all this. What I would like to see now is for us to move on, to do away with all this ugliness and nastiness, and come together as one and look forward to a better America. That's
but Janice,
what we
part
should
of that
all
responsibility.
Want here.
Part of that responsibility falls on you because you have been ugly at times.
What if I have? I'm sorry, but it's just that sometimes when I'm trying to talk, you interrupted me and stuff and calling
well,
me a liar,
no, I
and
mean,
I'm not going to stand for that.
Well, I correct you when you bring up bogus BS. I mean, I'm not going to let you put
BS,
false things
huh?
on
well,
the show.
Well, let me tell you something. I see stuff on the Internet like anybody else does.
Yeah,
if I
know,
share
Janice.
It with somebody and it's wrong, I'm sorry, but I'm not the one writing it. You know what I mean? It's not my article. So I
well,
just speak
but
up,
I, again,
speak
but
out,
I have
I'm
a right. I have
that.
A, I have a responsibility to correct you when on my show you bring up stuff that's not true. And so, if you continue to do that, I will call you out on it. Just because
well,
you see
I
something
you,
on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
I'm on calling somewhat, and I'm going to do it again. Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too. I mean, again, Janice is welcome to call, but if she is going to call with bogus things, I'm going to correct her. And I would do that with anybody. I mean, you don't have a right to call this show. These are our rules. You don't have a right to call this show and just say bogus things that aren't true. And if you do, we're going to correct it. And so if that makes Janice not comfortable, that she cannot just put forward the BS that she saw on the internet, well, then so be it. Then she's not right for calling into the show. But it's really that simple. Let's go to James and Harvey. James, welcome to the show.
I'm still laughing. Thank God. First, I want to say, thank God we went out and voted, regardless of the results, because they're not what I would have wanted. But thank you for voting. And for those of you that feel like you won, great. And those of you that are disappointed, let's still work together. Because there are going to be things that are going to come. I'm sorry?
I love that idea.
Okay. Because there are going to be things that are going to come up that we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what the future holds. But there was something that happened maybe 30 years ago, 1975. There was a scientist named Molina. He discovered that CFCs were destroying the ozone. That man fussed for 12 years before anybody listened to him. And another scientist concurred. And we got involved and we studied. We found out that we're killing ourselves. We did away with CFCs. Now, the ozone layer was supposedly be repaired by now, but it's still going to take until about 2060 or 2070 before it's repaired. And we're doing other things that's hurting our climate. So drill, baby, drill. But there's going to be other things that come up. Do we really trust this dude that can fix anything and everything, to know everything? So let's pray for him. That's my rant for this week. And Janice, right. I wish you were 20 years younger. I'd find you, girl.
Whoa.
James, I appreciate the call. All right, look. Right. You know, and with Donald Trump saying drill, baby, drill, the fact is that we're already drilling. You know, oil production has reached a very, very high level in America. So this was a false narrative that this is a big, huge problem. If people are losing jobs, eventually we're going to continue to convert to cleaner energy. And, you know, like a lot of people who worked in manufacturing in middle class America, a lot of blue collar workers who were happy with their big paying union jobs at factories across this country. Factories started to close down and move to other countries. They were not planning for the future. They were without jobs. They were desperate, and many still are. And that's one of the reasons for the opioid crisis, according to some people, that people were just suddenly without jobs and that led them to drugs. So if you're in the oil industry, if you've got your niche carved out, that's fine. But you should also be looking toward the future. And if you're not planning for the future, because oil will always be part of America, I'm sure of that. But there's also going to be new emphasis on wind power. So get involved in that. Get involved in other sources of energy. So just, you know, look to the future and learn to adapt with the changing economy. There was a time when this country went through hell, changing from an agricultural-based economy to the industrial-based economy. So now we're changing from an industrial-based economy to an energy, service, tech-based economy. There is disruption every time America goes through these transitions. So this is something that's happened in history. You know, when the factories were being built, you know, there were other workers going, well, what's going to happen to me? I mean, now that they're building all these factories, I'm not going to have a job. Don't think that didn't happen when we moved from agricultural to manufacturing. So this disruption is not anything that's new, and we will survive this. Let's go to Kay in Covington. Kay, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
I just called to talk about the election. I'm absolutely thrilled. And I've been waiting for this day to call for so long because I knew he was going to pull it off. I knew it. There were too many people who backed him. And, you know, the constant bashing, the constant Hitler, he's unhinged. He's a fascist. This is what pushed more and more people towards him. They were tired of hearing that. Trump lived 4 years in the White House. He has proven himself. He was never Hitler. He was never unhinged. He was never a fascist. So that kind of stuff needs to stop. It really does. They had put this man through hell for 9 or 10 years of his life, literally. He's not staying in the White House. He's ready to get out when this 4 years is over. He wanted to come back and correct all the things that had been done wrong for 4 years. And I think it's absolutely fantastic.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And every day on our show from 1 to 4, we'll be talking. I mean, we've got other things to talk about, but we'll be talking about what Trump is doing in office and things that he's doing and the direction this country's going in. We'll be talking about that every afternoon from 1 to 4. He said a lot of things on the campaign trail, and we will, if Kamala won, we will hold the candidate accountable to what they said during the campaign trail. So, you know, let's see what happens. He has a chance to prove that he is this wonderful person. So we give him that opportunity, and I totally accept the results of the election, and America has spoken. All right, if you want to join us, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live from Bonneview Bank in Gretna, the grand opening of a brand new location at 2000 Belchase Highway. This used to be Citizens National Bank. It is now Bonneview Bank. And, you know, I don't know where you're banking now, but it might benefit you to come by and talk to somebody at Bonneview Bank, because this might be a better bank for your checking account, your savings account. It might be a better bank for your business to do business with and to make loans with. Bonneview Bank. New innovative ideas. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, you might want to consider taking your money and running over to Bonneview Bank. Bonneview Bank has been part of Louisiana for 40 years. It's a trusted banking partner with Louisiana. And Bonneview Bank has been under Citizens National Bank in Baton Rouge, Mandeville, and Metairie. And now there's a brand new location. They're doing the ribbon cutting right now. Cynthia Lee Chang is here. A lot of dignitaries are here. And this is a new name for a bank that has a new innovative concept. And whether you just have a savings account or a checking account, how much is your bank really doing for you? You know, sometimes banks just take us for granted. And sometimes banks that have been in business for a long time, many, many years, they get stodgy. They get set in their ways, and they only see it their way. And their way is not necessarily the best way for you. So wherever you have your checking account, savings account, or you've got a business account somewhere, you might consider going to Bonneview Bank. I mean, what harm does it do to at least come talk to them? You might discover something brand new here. And if you're a business, doing a business loan with Bonneview Bank might be the best thing you could do for your business. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Wednesday afternoon, so we are halfway to the weekend. It's the day after the election, and we're talking about that. Let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Charles in Baton Rouge. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot and Ian. I think Ian's bridged over the chasm has got built another couple of ramps out over the chasm. I think the next 4 years is going to be another chaotic, crazy, just like it was when he was president, which everybody seems to have been able to forget about. Having observed human behavior for over 80 years, I still haven't quite figured out how half of the country could see the facts about everything, the environment, flooding, FEMA response, government, legislature, Supreme Court, and decide that he was the least, was better, you know, he was the better of two bad choices. I think they're going to find out what a bad choice can really be. And it's unfortunate for the country. It's unfortunate for the country. It's unfortunate for the country and the millions of voters who did vote for him, who for whatever their reasons and self-interest, and I have to, sitting here waiting to get on the phone, I've been thinking about how do we account for this human behavior that I've worked with for all of my life, and I've been struggling with comes down to self-interest. My self-interest for me to protect my family, to provide for them, that is paramount in my life, your life, Ian's life, everybody's life. Paramount is my self-interest. My wife has her self-interest, which is to, fortunately, we hooked up. We are both interested in that, protecting the life, family, home, etc. And everybody in the world does that, either as an individual who can function without a partner, or individuals who want a partner and have a partner, no matter what sex, race, color, creed, or whatever. And they decide to protect their self-interest and do what they need to do to raise their goats, or to build their yachts, or to build cars, or to farm land, or to do whatever it is they choose to help protect their self-interest, and seeing that that prime objective, which is to reproduce and bring forth on the you know, planet others like us, and just do that on your own, and do that in your own way, and leave everybody else alone. But we've gotten past that. We can't just leave everybody else alone. Until this election. Now, women really disappointed me because they had it in their power, and they've had it in their power for the last millions of years because they outnumber us. They're smarter than us, although many of them don't act that way. And they have educated us. They have educated us according to men's rules about what an education should be. And those women who stood up and said, no, they need more than that, were struck down and sent back to the mines, barefoot and pregnant. We're moving back to that time, I'm afraid. And when people start to wake up for that, the ones who voted for Trump because their state had already passed a constitutional amendment protecting abortion will find out that their state's constitution will not stand in the light of a Supreme Court who's being packed by someone who says, you must have a child regardless of whatever, because I am going to protect women whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Well, Charles, you know,
confusion. It's... And I'm sorry to be such a downer, but have Ian Fine, John Prine, we're not human.
We will see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens, Charles. Look, I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. Look, I understand your concerns. Abortion rights is hanging out there. I mean, American women may lose the right to have an abortion. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this right after the news at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about the election. We'll talk about some of the things that Trump said and some of the things that I think we should be concerned about. But again, I accept the results of this election. America has spoken. But it is the responsibility of the media to hold politicians and leaders accountable. And every afternoon from 1 to 4, we'll do that. I'm not going to be nitpicky with it, but, you know, we will... If he said he was going to do something and he doesn't do it, or if he said he wasn't going to do something and he starts doing it, well, we'll talk about that as well. And that is totally fair. Let's go to the West Bank. Sean, you're on WWL. I have time for a quick comment. Welcome.
Hey, Scoot, look here. Scoot? Yeah, Scoot.
Yeah.
Scoot?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, do you hear me?
All right, we're going to have to go back to Sean, I've got time for a quick comment. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Scoot. Look, a lot of people underestimated Trump, man. You know, Trump has got a good black vote amongst men in the black community. I'm out here. And, man, you'll be surprised. Like the guys that like Trump, the black guys that like Trump. I run into them every day, brother.
Yeah.
You know, so they are, he got a good team.
Why do they like him so much?
I don't know why.
Why do they like him
so much?
Like
I said, I like some of Trump's policies. I like a lot of his policies.
You don't
man.
Know why?
You know, but I didn't vote for him, though, but I love a lot of his policies. You know, and I find a lot of guys right around me, man, guys I work with, they like Trump, you know? And
I understand
I think
that.
Yeah, that's the idea. They underestimate Trump with that.
Well, Sean, right, I think that's one of the things that really was underestimated. Yeah, I'm glad you called, but I think that's one of the things that was underestimated is the degree of support. We saw it, we heard about it, but I think it was greater than the pollsters thought, support from African-American males in particular and Latino Latinos, and also the youth vote. All right, we're coming right back. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1963, Rod Stewart, at the age of 18, became a father for the first time. So Rod was having unprotected sex. A lot of people did. Anyway, he had sex with his girlfriend, Suzanne, and they gave birth to their daughter, Sarah. They put the daughter up for adoption. Sarah didn't know that Rod Stewart was her dad until she turned 18. Can you imagine you're adopted, and at 18 years old, they say, by the way, your dad's Rod Stewart. Can you imagine that moment? I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1967, a band from Baton Rouge released a single that would go on to become a number one hit in America. And I'll never forget the night in 1968 when they performed it, when it was number one in the country. They performed it on the Johnny Carson Show. The band was John Fred and the Playboy Band. The song is Judy in Disguise. A lot of people here were so proud that, like, a local person was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. All right, I'm Scoot. We are live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna, 2000 Belchase Highway in Gretna. It's a new bank with new innovation. And, you know, there really are a lot of reasons why you should consider maybe moving your accounts to Bonvenue Bank. More on that next hour. We'll be right back.